first, let's go ahead and let's kick off the show, and let's start with the local sports, and we'll start off with the results from yesterday, and then we'll get you to the schedule for today. Looks, maybe we might get them in with these rain showers. Doesn't look that great looking out the window right now here in the studios. It looked like it could rain at any minute, but thought the rain was supposed to start later on tonight. And tomorrow night, tomorrow's games, well, they don't look quite as good, and it might be a washout for Easter weekend, but we'll see. And let's take a look at the results from yesterday, and we will start off in the baseball diamond, and we'll start off in the National Trail Conference, as it was a matchup in Greenville University. That's where they played this game. It was Delavan, a 5-1 winner over Altamont. As the Tribe, well, they were only able to get one run in the game, and it came in the very first inning. Tribe was only able to get three hits, and they also had three errors as well. Only credited RBI here, the lone run for Altamont, was Cooper McManaway, and also Zane Miller and Cade Millville had the other singles and hits for Altamont. Otherwise, that's it offensively. So the bats were kept quiet yesterday, and Wagner took the loss on the mound. And it was Altamont dropping to a 10-3 overall on the season. FEM, they got the win over North Clay there in Louisville yesterday, as it was a 12-2 final score, as FEM was really putting up runs early and often. Two in the first, second, and a third innings. Another in the fourth, four more in the fifth, and another in the sixth. So every inning that they played, they scored a run there for the Hearts. North Clay, they scored two in the first, and they were looking all right to tie the game at that point, but the offense went cold after that, as they had eight hits and also had three errors in the game. Walden was credited with the two RBIs for the Cards. A lot of contributors here for FEM, as Flack had a home run and two ribbies. Brady had a home run and two RBIs. Wagner and Hayes get credited with a pair of ribbies as well. Traub and Bame had RBIs as well for FEM. Rosen, he got the start and got the win on the mound. He went 2 2/3 innings, giving up three hits, a couple runs, a couple walks, and three strikeouts. Powell's came in relief and pitched the final 3 1/3 innings, five hits, no runs, two strikeouts for him. So FEM, they improved to a 10-5 on the season. And North Clay, hey, no sweat here. They lost to a 3A school. 10-5 they dropped to on the season as well. Tautopolis, big winner over Dietrich. 17-2 was the final. Big innings for the Shoes was 9 in the very first inning, and then a 6 spot in the third. Dietrich's lone run came in the second and fourth innings. I had to do a double take on this one, but 10 errors in the contest. Not the only game that had 10 errors in this one by a single team, coming up a little bit later, but I had to do a double take on that. I couldn't believe 10 errors, but that's legit. That's the box score that I got there. Let's see offensively for T-Town. Craig had two home runs, three RBIs. Niemerg also had three ribbies as well. Warman, Boris, two RBIs, and Thompson also had two ribbies as well. Michael and Bryce Niebergi and Valling had RBIs as well. For Dietrich, it was Eisenogle with a home run and an RBI, and the other credited RBI was Bergen for Dietrich. So Tautopolis now 14-1 overall on the season, dominating victory at that. Cumberland, a nice win over Neoga in this Cumberland County battle. 10-3 over Neoga, as Cumberland, they scored early and often. One run in the first, two in the third, one in the fifth, and a six in the sixth inning to bust it wide open there to kind of make the final score a little bit skewed there, but still overall a good game for the Pirates. Neoga, a run in the fifth and two in the sixth, came late, but the comeback falls just a tad short. Bollinger and Harmon get credited for ribbies for the Indians. As for Cumberland, Venata had four RBIs. Miller had two. McElravy and Jones are the other RBIs for Cumberland. And McElravy got the win on the mound, going six strong innings and a striking out of 10 batters there. Cumberland, they improved to a 5-7 overall. Neoga, they dropped to 11-4 overall. Charleston got the 10-0 win over CHBC in 10 innings. And Brownstown, St. Elmo, and Sisney, their game was canceled due to Sisney not having enough players. So that game was just straight up canceled. Elsewhere, we had Warrensburg-Latham, 8-7 winner over Taylorville. Both those two teams have a great records. Warrensburg improves to 12-1 on the season. Taylorville drops to 7-2. In the LPC, we had some conference games here, as Arcola was a 12-2 winner over Argenta, and that one was two of the top teams with the best records in the conference so far. Arcola 8-0 on the season, 3-0 in the LPC, and Argenta was 3-0, but now they're 3-1, obviously, on the season. Sullivan, they were a 16-4 winner over Heritage. Arthur, a winner 7-3 over Villa Grove. Arthur improves to 3-1 in the LPC, 9-7 overall. And Tri-County with a win over Cerro Gordo, 15-2. Elsewhere in the Little Illini Conference, we had conference games here as well. And Newton picks up a good win over Mount Carmel. And this one was an 8-0 final score. Newton put up 2 in the first inning, 4 in the third, 2 in the fifth. And Mount Carmel, they had a 6 hits in the game, but they couldn't come across with any runs. And I mentioned 10 errors. Well, Newton had 10 errors as well in the game, but they won. And also, Mount Carmel had 5 errors in the game. So 15 combined errors between the two teams there. But hey, Newton was the one coming out on the winning side. Quincy Fulton had a home run and 2 RBIs. Carson Bartholomew, he had a pair of RBIs as well. Ferguson, Baldzell, and Mulvey picked up ribbies for the Eagles as well. Like I mentioned, a good win for Newton. They're 8-10 overall, 2-1 in the LIC. That drops Mount Carmel to 1-1 in the conference and 7-3 overall. Elsewhere is Olney a winner over Lawrenceville, 10-3. Robinson, 3-2 over Casey. And Marshall, 7-6 over Paris. Vandalia, 11-1 winner over Shelbyville. And Shelbyville, they've kind of fallen on some hard times here. They're now 9-4 after a strong start to the season. I guess it's still pretty decent, but dropped a couple of games here recently. Tuscola, 7-1 winner over Georgetown Ridge Farm. In the South Central Conference, we had a couple of conference games and a couple of non-con games here. Litchfield, a 4-2 winner over Altoff Catholic. Litchfield now 13-5 on the season. Gillespie, an 11-1 winner over Carlinville. 11-4, check that. Breeze Martyr Day, 9-1, defeated Hillsboro. And North Mac proves 8-4 on the season as they defeated Staunton. 7-3 was the final score in that contest. Switching things over to the softball side of things, we had Altamont, a 10-0 winner over CHBC. As Altamont runs came 4 in the very first inning, also 3 in the 4th, and 3 more in the 6th inning, as this game only went 6 innings. So it was a 6-inning no-hitter, of course, for Grace Lemke. She was in the circle for Altamont, as she normally is, and she pitched all 6 innings, and giving up no hits, no runs, couple walks, so it wasn't quite a perfect game, and also 15 strikeouts for her as well. Just another day at the office for Grace, as that's more like it for Miss Lemke. She also had 2 RBIs at the plate as well. Hankins had 3 ribbies, and we also had Nelson with an RBI, Cecilia Piercy with an RBI, Sophia Piercy, and a ton with RBIs as well for Altamont, as they will improve to a 9-3 on the season now and 3-1 in the NTC. We had a good matchup with 2 good teams here. It was Tatopoulos matching up with Stu Straws, but it's Tatopoulos coming away with the winner, clutch hitting for the Shoes in the 6th to give them the dub. Stu Straws opened up the game a 2-0 lead after 2 innings, but Tatopoulos ties it up in the bottom of the 3rd, and then Stu Straws picks up a run to put him up 3-2 in the top of the 6th, but it was T-Town with 2 more in the bottom half of that frame, and they get the win here, as it was Tipton getting the win in the circle. Of course, she went the distance, as she allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts. And Stu Straws, They had Samantha Hayes take the loss in the circle. And offensively for these teams, Helmick had an RBI. Boris and Wormert both had RBIs as well. For Stu, it was Sam Hayes with a single and an RBI. And also Clarissa Johnson with a solo home run and an RBI as well. But T-Town gets the big win over the Hatchets. They're 7-5 overall now. And Stu Straws, 13-2. They dropped their overall record too. It was a South Central, a 10-0 winner over Neoga, as South Central put up runs in every inning that they could as well. Three in the first and a second inning, two more in the third, two more in the fourth, and then that's all she wrote there. Neoga was only able to scratch across a couple of hits. Brandon Berg and Cap get credited with the singles for Neoga for their only two hits. Kyra Swift had a home run and a three RBIs. Johnson had a pair of RBIs. Thompson, Montez, and Reed all with RBIs for the Cougars. And Johnson, Lauren Johnson, that is, she went in the circle pitching all five innings she could, giving up a couple hits, a couple walks, and a nine strikeouts. South Central improves to 8-3 overall. It was Dietrich, a winner, 8-7 over a Powhut. As a Dietrich, they improved to 8-6 on the season. This is Normal University, an 11-5 winner over Muhammad Seymour. Cumberland wins here over Arcola, 20-10. As Cumberland, they have a 5-9 overall record, but they're 3-1 in the LPC on the softball side, and you'll take that for sure. As Argenta, they were a 6-5 winner over Sullivan. And Argenta, they're 7-8 overall, but they're 4-0 in the LPC, so they'll take that as well for the Bombers. Villa Grove, 18-2 over Cerro Gordo. Villa Grove, 6-3 overall, 2-1 in the LPC. And Arthur with a 10-0 shutout against Heritage. And Ala improves to 6-10 overall, but 3-1 in the conference. It was a pitcher's duel there in with Newton and Mount Carmel on the softball side, and it was Newton coming away with the win, and the only run came there in the bottom of the seventh inning, it looks like, as Frichtel gets credited with the walk-off winner for Newton. And both these teams combined for six hits in the contest, and the winning pitcher in the circle for Newton was Amelia Collins. She went all seven innings, giving up three hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. And Kepps, she got the loss, unfortunate loss, in the circle for Mount Carmel. As she went the distance as well, giving up three hits, one run, one walk, and five strikeouts for her. But, hey, you know, someone had to lose the game, and it was Mount Carmel. So Newton, obviously, strong start to say the least, and they are forced to be reckoned with. They're 13-0 are the Lady Eagles now, and 2-0 in the conference. Casey, of course, they're still with an impressive record. They 8-0 shutout against Robinson, and Casey improves to 18-1 overall and a 2-0 in the LIC. Alney 8-4 over Lawrenceville. Don't sleep on the Tigers in Richland County. They're 7-2 overall. And Marshall, they improved to 11-2 overall with a 12-3 winner over Paris. Elsewhere, we had Macon Meridian improved to 10-2 on the season. They are a 6-1 winner over St. Teresa. In Vandalia, 17-9 over Shelbyville. Elsewhere, we had Gillespie, a 12-2 over Fallon. Carlinville, 12-11 over Pittsfield, and we also had Piasol, a winner over Quincy and Notre Dame, 9-7. Gillespie, 11-4 overall now. Carlinville, 8-4, and Piasol, their record is 7-3-1 here on the spring season. That wraps it up for the local results from Thursday. Take a look at the schedule for today. Obviously, weather permitting, some showers possibly moving in to the area, but maybe those showers will hold on tonight. South Central begins the Wooden Bat Tournament that they're participating in. North Clay and Woodlawn will also be there as well. A couple of teams that I know of for sure. Arcola is at Georgetown Ridge Farm, Sullivan at Olney, Glenwood at Mount Zion, Tolona Unity hosting Mattoon, Charleston at Rantoul, Marshall at South Vermilion, Mount Carmel at Princeton, Indiana, CIC, Shelbyville at Warrensburg Latham, A&M hosting Clinton, and Tuscola steps out of the conference there at Oakwood. South Central Conference, we got some conference games here, actually. Greenville at Gillespie, Piesaw at Litchfield, Hillsboro hosting Vandalia, Carlinville at Pena, and the one team that's not participating in a conference game is Staunton. They're going to be at the Beardstown tournament this weekend. On the softball diamonds, we got Topolis at Flora. Big one in Newton. Altamont traveling into Newton to take on the Eagles. What a pitching matchup that would be coming up. So I'll be looking forward to that one for sure. Maybe even try to bounce early from work if I can here around here. But we'll see what happens. But that one should be a really good one in Newton today. Stu Straza, they're going to be participating in the Mattoon Round Robin. North Clay, they are at Neoga. Champaign is Central coming here to town to Effingham. Pawnee hosting Taylorville. Mount Zion is at Rochester. Farmer City Blue Ridge at Tri-County. Paris hosting Tolona Unity. Clinton at Central A&M. Shelbyville at Warrensburg. Piesaw at Litchfield. Greenville at Gillespie. Vandalia at Hillsboro. And Carlinville is at Pena. Boys tennis today. Newton hosting St. Anthony. Muscoota is at Greenville. Track and field meets here. We have Clinton and North Mac participating in the Riverton Invitational. Staunton's also hosting their own Invitational as well. Olney traveling to Muscoota to participate in the Military Classic. And on the track and field side, on the girls specifically, is a big invite there in Robinson. It's the Sam Bennett, as a lot of participants here from the area. Altamont, Topolis, Cumberland, Neoga, Brownstown, Olney, Newton, Marshall, Shelbyville, Heritage, and obviously Robinson as well will be participants in that Invitational. That's what we got for local sports today. Won't run through much of tomorrow because of that rain that's going to come in late into the area, and it's virtually going to continue all weekend is what I saw on the radar. So Saturday's action isn't looking so great. But we'll keep you up to date over there on the web with any cancellations or anything like that. So make sure you tune in to that, and we'll be back to talk about some of those games if they do get in, and recap that, and of course take a look at the schedule when we're back to our kind of regularly scheduled episode. Eric isn't here today, obviously, like I mentioned before, but he's going to be back on Monday, and we'll be back to recap all the weekend events there. That'll wrap it up for local sports today here on the starting lineup. Moving on to the next topic.
To listen to entire episodes of the Starting Lineup podcast, dropping new episodes daily, Monday through Friday, on wherever you get your podcast.